Welcome back, my friend. We have now arrived at the third part of Module 2, where we are going to move into the exercise where you're going to learn the art of allowing. So let's start by taking a few nice, deep breaths to let yourself arrive into this moment, into your body, and into your being. Just breathing in and breathing out, following your breath down from your nose into your chest and your belly. Allowing it to expand on the in-breath and contract on the out-breath. Let's do that a few more times so you can gently arrive into yourself, into your experience, just as it is right now. Where nothing needs to change and nothing needs to not be here. So just start practicing, allowing it all to be exactly as it is this very moment. You're breathing in and breathing out. Belly rising and belly falling, all without any effort. There really is no effort in allowing. We put a lot of effort into resisting. So maybe the efforting will be in practicing to not resist or grasp, but just breathing back into yourself. Right now, into a state of natural, effortless allowing. Allowing your in-breath and allowing your out-breath. Looking out on the waters. You're looking all the way across to the other side of the shore. Just breathing in and breathing out as you're just standing there. Unless you're just standing there breathing, you notice that all the way across the shore, you notice your longing. As if it's over there. It's the experience that you're wanting to have in your life, but are not having right now. way you're longing for it. And just imagine that it's right there, across the other side of the waters. And this longing of what you want is standing there on the opposite side, the other shore, waiting for you to cross the waters or the barriers that have stopped you so far. You know there is more to your life, and it feels like it is over there because you're not experiencing it yet. You know you want more. There's something you want because you feel the longing for it. Maybe a better life, more peace, more joy. And maybe you see yourself doing something over on the other side that you would like to do now, here. Feel the longing for a different or better life. And let yourself really feel that in your body. And when you look out on the water, it looks pretty wavy and pretty wild. And you know that in order to reach your goal of what you want, you need to make it across to the other side. You know that you have to leave your familiar, safe place here and move towards those big waves. So just take another look at how your future self, the experience that you're longing for, the person that you want to become, is already there, waiting for you, patiently, waiting for you to cross the waters and come to the other shore. Feel how you long to be that future self. Feel your longing and watch that future self on the other side make a gesture for you to come over there and meet yourself, your future self. Making a gesture to you to come and join it, experience it, and merge with it. So feel this invitation. It's like the invitation is feeling your yes what it is that you want. Can you feel your longing for it? Can you feel that? Yes, I want that. I want to be that. Lives in you, that yes to what you want. And then here you are, still on this side of the waters. So what is stopping you from moving across? What is holding you back? Be curious and just allow whatever shows up that says no to crossing. It's okay. You're going to practice allowing these parts that have been holding you back so far. So don't push them away and don't turn away from them. This is where you can be very curious and open to feeling what it is, getting to know what these waters, these waves, what do they represent to you? Just take a look at these wild waters, the know, the parts of you that want to stay on this side. Maybe all the reasons to stay safe. Right now, just allow them. Maybe you can just say hello to them and stay open and curious if you can. Just feel it. So you're just going to look at your future self that you can feel inside of you as a longing for a different way of living your life. Something that you want, that you say yes to. And you can see you have to cross the waters, the reasons that you are not there yet. All the reasons that say no to it. And we're not going to choose or change anything. I'm just going to ask you to make space for the yes and the no. Can you do that without resisting either? Can you allow yourself to say yes to what you really want? And can you also say yes to the part that is saying no, that is afraid, that is resisting. Just allow both of them to be here and breathe into your body. And I'm just going to ask you to notice both of them and notice your relationship to either. Do you say yes to one and no to the other? Maybe you have been resisting the part in you that's been saying no without listening and learning what this no is saying no to. So what happens in this moment when you just make space for both? Just expanding your breath and your muscle of allowing. Allowing what you long for and allowing the reason that you have been holding back. So you're just allowing and noticing your relationship to both of them at the same time. And this is a beautiful opportunity to get to know your barriers and the waves of why you've been staying put on this side of the shore in a life that is not fulfilling in the way you're longing for. And now we're going to explore the no, your no, all of the ones, the parts of you that say no, and the barriers of no, and then your relationship to them. That's why you need to allow them so that you can learn from them. What is your relationship to these parts of you that want to stay on this side of the shore? Are you judging yourself for having these hesitations and feelings? Are you embarrassed that you still believe these waves and are afraid of them? Maybe you're ashamed of some of these feelings, and that's why you have been pushing them down and resisting them. It's very common. There is a way to do it differently. And that's what we're doing right now. So feel your relationship to these feelings that you you are beginning to allow and listen to. What happens in your body when you start feeling them? Are you tightening up? Or is your breathing shallow so you don't have to feel these feelings? What would happen if you took a deep breath and touched into these feelings? Relationship to anything that you have been resisting. You're learning how you resist what you want and how you resist what you don't want to feel. And as you're beginning to maybe dip your toe into the waters by getting curious and turning towards them, towards the waves, notice if there is a particular wave that seems really big and scary compared to the other ones. Just allow. Just breathe. If there is a particularly scary wave, see if you can allow. Allow the feeling. Get curious. Turn towards it so you can learn. You can learn what it is that is so scary if you would cross the waters and become your new future self. What would others say about you? And what are you saying about you? Really notice how you manage these feelings or these barriers or waves. How do you keep these waves at bay? Do you distract yourself? Busy yourself? Maybe numb yourself? And now I want to ask you to do the opposite of what you're used to, but just a little at a time. You're not gonna dive in at the deep end of the waters. That would not be right. That would not be loving. But let's start by just acknowledging your waves and your barriers and your no make sure that they come along this time so they won't stop you. We need to learn from what it is that you're resisting. What is going on there? So we can help it. So for now, just do your best to allow any wave, any fear, any resistance to just be here now. You don't need to like it, you don't need to love it, or even accept it. You don't need to do anything with it. Just acknowledge that it's here and really feel and notice the impact that it has in your body right now. As you're turning your curiosity towards it. So, by you noticing where you feel the impact of these no's in your body, you make them even more conscious. And by allowing, you allow yourself to experience the impact that they have on you. It might feel like a contraction, buzzing, an anxiety or pain, maybe a sadness, maybe a numbness. Maybe you don't know, but there is something there. And that's okay. Just gently breathe into that area. As you breathe in a kind, soft breath, you can gently say hello to it. Gently, curiously, and when you do, notice if anything changes in your body. Maybe something relaxes a little now, that it feels that it is allowed to be here too. Maybe a deeper breath. And maybe it feels good to create a little more space inside for what you normally resist and contract around. What does this scared part feel when you allow it instead of trying to get rid of it? A little relieved? Maybe more hopeful? is your experience? Just take your time and be really gentle, because you will start realizing that these parts have their very own good reasons for being afraid and wanting to stay safe. So just breathe gently into the grip of the contraction with a no. That's all. Gentle breathing is safe. And we're not trying to make you be different than you are. We're just creating a little space around the areas that are really tight and contracted. Gently, softly, kindly, allowing it to just be here. Do you notice the difference? What changes when you approach it that way? What stays the same? What opens? And what part is not ready yet? It all by breathing into whatever is here now. Now take another gentle breath and start preparing your body to come back. Slowly start coming back. Come back without leaving the parts that you've connected with. Don't leave them behind. Just see what it's like to bring them back with you. Maybe holding their hand or putting your hand on your belly. Whatever feels good, and take your time. Take a nice breath. And when you start coming all the way back, just notice that this is how you start dissolving the resistance that you have developed around your vulnerabilities, your humanness, your fears, your needs, and your sensitivities, and to your yes, to what you really want. You're opening up the door for all of you And you want to make all these parts conscious. And you want to make them feel welcome. Maybe not all at once, just the ones that show up first. Those are the ones that you can meet with a gesture of allowing and kindness. Of course, you can't just love what you dislike or judge about yourself. That would be too big of a leap. But what you can do is make space for it by just allowing it a breathing space too. And then with your curiosity, you notice what unfolds next. Take another nice deep breath. And when you feel ready, please write down what you found, what you experienced, and start practicing this in your daily life, the allowing, and becoming aware of how you say no to yourself, if you can do that without resisting it or judging it or trying to change it. Today we're just learning to allow and make space for all the places inside of you that have been saying no, but have never had the chance to actually express it to you and let you know what it is about this no that is important for you to listen to. And that is something we are going to address in the next modules. How to listen and how to change them in a loving, safe way. So let's take another nice deep breath and then for your home play for this module. Just really be aware during the days in your life when you feel a movement towards something that you want and how that feels in your body and how you respond to it. Are you saying yes to this longing or this feeling and allowing it to be experienced? Or are you pushing it away with busyness or distraction or shame or judgment? You are just going to notice it. That's all you need to do. You are going to make the unconscious patterns of resistance conscious. And that's when you can start making different choices. So this module home play is that you are going to bring awareness to how you have suppressed your beautiful self-expression and your beautiful unfolding. And you're learning to allow it bit by bit.